This is Classic Big Country, KTTN.
I had to switch my radio out. I had one radio here that I hadn't turned it on for a while, and when I did, I realized, I think the battery's a little bit low, and you know, the battery just, it's gone. So switch over to this one. I'm getting a lot of feedback on this one, but that's okay. I don't think it's going over the air. One of your old Gallatin Bulldogs was your guest speaker over at BTC Bank for the team dinner tonight, Coach. Tell me about Joey Hubbard and what he means to you.
Oh, I love him. He's like a son. You know, him and another former player, Chris Lasher, came by, and Joey was our guest speaker tonight. And he just talked to the kids about setting goals and focusing and dealing with it. And I thought probably one of the best points he made, when he was a freshman, we were 1-8, 1-9. I think we only played 9 games back in those days. And you know, he was a freshman, we only won 1 game. By the time he was a sophomore, his junior year, I think we went to the quarterfinals, and his senior year, we went undefeated in the conference. And learning how to win was an adjustment for him. So, he's dear to my heart and did a great job tonight speaking to our guys at team dinner.
That's an interesting thing that you mentioned there, because I hear it all the time, and it's certainly, when you see it, you kind of know it, but it's a tough thing to describe on the air. A team that is getting better, but they haven't learned how to win yet.
Right.
What
right.
does that mean when you get to that point of saying, we got to find out how to win games? What does that come down to, that kind of flip of the switch that happens with the boys?
Well, it's just kind of like what Sam was talking about earlier. You set the foundation, you get ready. There's more to winning than just winning. You know, the preparation, the mental and physical preparation, the time you spend in the weight room, the time that you spend with your teammates, maybe doing football stuff when it's not football season. And all of that. And then being able to be humble when you win, being able to be a humble winner. And, you know, as well as a graceful loser, and there's a difference between confident and arrogant, you know, and you have to learn how to do some of those things, so you can become that, you know, that person. And then being able to, like Joey told him tonight, have the confidence and the mindset and expect to be successful. You know, there's a lot of kids today, their mindset is, you know, oh, I'm going to fail at this, or I'm not very good at that, or I'm not very good at this. You know, I hear some of our kids, some of our athletes in the hallways, well, I'm not a very good, you know, softball player. Well, aren't you a starter? Yeah. Well, then you're pretty good because,
yeah.
You know,
you're one of the best nine
I just
in
said,
the
I, someone said that to me yesterday, and I said, man, you guys are, they're on a 4-game winning streak, or were, you know, and they played a team that was a playoff caliber team at the 3A division last night and lost to them by
one run
by a Division I girl that's going to go on and play, you know, softball in college, and nothing to hang your head about, you know, and you have to learn how to accept the fact that, you know, hey, we're pretty good. You know, we haven't won a title yet, but we're not bad and we can win.
Got Missouri K-State coming up Saturday. I've gone from thinking K-State was going to win. I watched Missouri look pretty good and put 52. I'm not sure how good Missouri's opponent was last week, but 52-24. I don't know what's going to happen now. I say this, if I'm going to Vegas, I might think about picking Missouri with that 8.5-point spread. I think that might be a little high, but what do you think, Coach?
Well, you know their quarterback used to be at Nebraska, right?
Oh yeah.
So
Adrian Martinez.
Yeah. So you know which side I'm. You know where I'm going.
the guys are like, he bleeds Husker.
Yeah. They know it. So you know where I gotta go. Nothing against the Tigers, but you know I gotta stick with that Husker guy.
I know a lot of K-State, and you know what? It's been a long time. I went to a couple of games in the late '90s when they were really good, and Bill Snyder was there. That's a fun place to go watch a football game out in Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not as fun as Lincoln. I saw a little bit of Nebraska Northwestern 2 weeks ago, and I'm seeing this big old guard for the Huskers wearing number 75. You got the last name of Hickson.
Long lost relative? You know what? When he was a freshman, when he went to Nebraska, I was up there at a clinic and I saw him. And yeah, he's a step down. He's down the road, but yes, we're related.
Like fifth cousin once removed.
Yeah, I don't even. I honestly think that he's cousin on my dad's side. You know, that's my yeah. Some people were divorced, and it's one of those deals. So, but yeah, we're distantly related, I think, and spells his name the same way.
Exactly.
I do.
Yeah.
So I was just like, so I went and introduced myself to him when I was there at the coach's clinic 3 or 4 years ago.
I was thinking, you know, I'm a Minnesota guy, coach is a Nebraska guy, we're obviously in the same division. I think the Gophers are in Lincoln, maybe like the first Saturday of November. You know, make plans to go. You'd like to be playing the first Saturday in November.
Oh, I would. I hope that's, you know, I don't plan anything. As long, you know, and guys give me a hard time about, you know, being a Husker fan, a Cowboy fan, and I really don't really care because I'm calling plays and making, you know, and then I have practice for the Bulldogs. That's a team that I care about, you know. So I don't plan anything during football season because we don't plan on being done till after Thanksgiving.
You know, being a high school football coach, it's fun, it's rewarding. You see what Dabo Swinney got today for a contract extension?
I did not.
10 years, $115 million. That's some pretty good coin.
Did you hear that, Trenton School Board?
Yeah.
That's crazy money, man. Just crazy.
I don't think that's Saban, but
and all that to coach football.
And Clemson, what Clemson's like a town of 15,000 in the middle of the mountains in upstate South Carolina, but that's a monster football program.
Oh yeah, I was going to say they were just talking the other night. During the Clemson game about how, you know, Clemson in some circles, they're in that top four, you know, Alabama, you know, and Clemson's at least in the top four with that, you know, with those groups. So Dabo Swinney must think so too, or the boosters at Clemson must think so.
Man, oh man. Yeah, it's crazy to me that what Clemson, South Carolina, that is about the size of Kirksville. And it has an 85,000 seat stadium right in the middle of campus.
Wow. Well, you know, that's like when you're in Lincoln on a Saturday, that's the second biggest
third
town in Lincoln, if you take Lincoln.
Yeah, yeah.
And the stadium, put them all together.
There you go.
That's not quite as big as Omaha.
I think I've told you this, Coach. I've been to Lincoln, Nebraska once, and it was in 99. It was for a basketball game. It was at the old Devaney Center. I've never been to Memorial Stadium. That's on my bucket list.
Tom?
I want to go up there.
I'm not even sure we play basketball in Nebraska.
No. They called it at the time, you know, this was, I think they've had it for many years. You know what they have in the preseason slogan? Nebraska ball. It's not a great slogan.
Yeah.
Not a bad.
I think we were good when Danny Nee was a coach there. He had a few guys that could play. Piekowski.
Well, let's get back to talking about the Bulldogs. What has impressed me the last 2 weeks, and I think especially in last week, is you could tell that Lathrop was a pretty good football team, but you just, by doing things that you do well and doing them better than Lathrop, you really controlled that game from, I thought, from the middle of the first quarter until the until the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I was really proud of our guys adjusting to the heat. I thought it was a little warmer than we'd had all week in practice. You know, and we came out and, you know, they did a great job of controlling the controllables. And I thought Lathrop looked a little tired in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we ran hard. We covered well. Defensively, we played pretty good. You know, and executed well on offense. That was, you know, that was our biggest thing is, you know, we got to execute a little bit better and work on our red zone stuff. And I thought, you know, we handled it and did a pretty decent job.
As I discussed with the guys, if you look at Princeton, low numbers, you know, they struggle against a couple pretty good football teams. You know, Mid-Buchanan, they're good. Clark County, they're good. Their numbers are low, but they put their helmets and pads on like everybody else, and they have some guys who can just flat-out fly, as you've seen the last 2 years when you played them. They've made a number of big plays against your defense.
Yeah, they're you know, they're, I told the guys tonight, you know, when we got done with practice, you know, just because they have low numbers doesn't mean they're not very good. They're solid. They move the ball well against mid-buck. You know, I told our kids after we got done watching their Clark County film, I said, let's just take away those silly turnovers, because a couple of them were just, you know, and we turn those into touchdowns. You know, heck, it's a pretty good ball game at halftime at Clark County.
After the game, you got Sam, 130 yards. You got Gabe, a couple of touchdowns. I think he's been over 100. You got Coleman doing his thing. I try to give credit to the guys up front as much as possible because they're making some big, big blocks to open up some holes. But unsung guys, you know, we always talk about that. You can't just have running backs and quarterbacks make a good football team. Who are the unsung heroes for this team so far?
Gabe Stark is one of them. He plays our quick guard. Riley Gott, who's a sophomore, plays at center. Our other guard is Gavin Cagle. He's our strong guard. Dylan Spencer is our strong tackle. Colin Taylor is our tight end. And he does a lot more blocking than he does catching the football. And then Tim Kempton is our backside quick tackle.
Made a great pick last week on that screen pass.
Oh,
it's a great play.
Heads up. He also plays defensive end for us. You know, and that's the other thing, Tom, is everybody's, you know, Princeton only has 18 kids. Well, we only play about 18 kids.
Right.
I mean, in all honesty, we have a couple guys that, you know, come in and play more defense. Ian Albert, you know, he's a starter at outside linebacker, and he can play. He goes in and spells Sam sometimes if Sam needs a breather or, you know, we need to talk to him or something. And Ian's capable. You know, he would you know, could start it at most schools in our conference. And we're just lucky to have, you know, extra guys there. But we only play about 15 to 18 kids total. So, and those kids are in pretty good shape, and they've got some athletes. They're pretty quick.
There's a group of guys. There are a few guys like this. You know who they are. You know, guys who have been watching Bulldog football 50 years. And if they run into you, they'll tell you their opinion about the ball game from the week prior. Ran into a couple in the softball game last night, and they were right on this. The improvement that your secondary showed from Brookfield to Lathrop, you got four picks. Your secondary looked really, really good, really coached up well last week.
Well, I think, you know, we didn't do anything special. We didn't work, you know, any extra drills that we don't normally do. I just think we schemed it up a little bit different. We gave Lathrop a little bit different look, you know, and just kind of tweaked a few things like we try to do every week. You know, and I thought defensively the kids were just played alert, heads up, did a decent job.
There you go. That's where that buzz is coming from. With the football team, you have a big freshman class, and you kind of hinted at the fact that, you know, a lot of guys are suiting up, and they're probably not going to see a lot of time on Friday night unless it's a blowout sort of game. Your JV's been looking pretty decent against some pretty good competition. They just haven't been able to put points on the board yet, but there's some ability down there, and if folks are going to the games on Monday night, they'll start seeing results offensively, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, and the biggest thing for us is, and I take the approach, the JV, you know, it's not about winning. It's about our young kids understanding our system, getting out there and running our stuff.
Player development.
And that's what we use it for. You know, sure, we'd love to win, and those kids practice hard, and they want to win. But sometimes, you know, you get those couple of shy running backs that don't really want to hit the hole, and they tiptoe in there, or you have that one, you know, that one offensive lineman that turns his shoulder when he tries to block and doesn't get big in the hole. You know, it's, I mean, those are stuff we can watch that stuff, and those are things that we can correct. But, you know, yeah, I'm not disappointed in our JV kids because we play all of our freshmen, and we want to get them as much experience as we can. And, you know, and they play hard. That's the thing is if you go out there and you watch Trent football and those kids aren't playing hard, they're probably not going to be out there very long.
Correct.
So, You know, that's our goal, is to get them to play as hard as they can play and know their job.
As we look forward to the Princeton game, just in a grand sense, we'll kind of wrap it up with this, Coach. You always have things on your board that you like to accomplish from week to week. Short of the win, because I think that would be the obvious answer. You want to go to Princeton, you want to get a W. What are the things that you'd like to accomplish through 3 weeks of the football season?
Well, we just want to show improvement offensively and defensively. You know, and by improvement, I mean, you know, we have some defensive goals as far as, you know, where we want to be, things that we want to accomplish. And, you know, if we can do those things and accomplish those things, then we're getting better. I tell our kids all the time, you know, find something every day that you're going to get better at than the day before. Or at every practice, every time you come to practice, what's the one thing that you're going to work on to get better at today? And if everybody does that, we'll show improvement.
Does the start of conference play, does it ramp things up as far as intensity?
Yeah, well, that's what I told the guys tonight. You know, Princeton's going to be excited because it's conference kicks off, you know, Friday night is the night, so.
And it would make their season to be trying.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't it? You know, I mean, it's going to be, there's going to be some good games. I think South Harrison, Gallatin going to South Harrison.
Yep. Milan, Putnam. And yeah, Putnam's 2-0.
Yeah. Putnam's doing well. You know, that's our next opponent. You know, and then Polo's 2-0, I think.
Yeah, and Maysville looks better. Maysville 1-1. Yeah, I think Maysville Polo is going to be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting game. So, you know, it'll be fun. The conference kicking off, and you know, we just want to go out and play well, show some improvement in some areas that we need to improve on.
Yeah, I was talking with Coach Cole today, and I said, you know, I was sitting there going through the GRC teams, going, that team's better than last year, that team's better than last year, that team's better than last year. I think I picked out like 6 of the 8 teams as like, they're better, and the other two, I wouldn't say they're worse. So I think everybody's trending upward in this conference.
Yeah, you know, I think Coach Powell the other day, he told Coach Parks that he thought that these guys this year, you know, even though they're 0-2, they're better than they were last year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've made some improvements. And, you know, I see it. I thought they moved the ball well in both games. You know, maybe run out of gas and had a couple of turnovers, but I thought they moved the football pretty well.
Head coach Kevin Nixon of the Trenton Bulldogs. Coach, thanks, Gabe. Thanks, Sam. Thanks. Good luck, Tom. Tomorrow night.